Help me out.
A week ago, Wednesday, on January 17th, a dear friend and mentor of mine went home to be with the Lord at the age of 90.
我的一个好朋友也是一个, 长者, 他这个归天家, 他到八十岁,
Roger Forster, who you see pictured, was a British evangelist.
Roger Forster, 这就是我们看到照片的，他是一个英国的传道者。
He was a theologian,
他是一个神学家,
a pastor,
是一个牧者,
and a father in the faith to sorts of people.
对于很多人，他都是一个，就是灵命上的一个父亲。
Throughout the United Kingdom and indeed around the world.
在英国甚至世界。
Leadership matters.
领导非常重要。
we first met Roger in
1982.
When he came to teach Lisa and myself and our students at our Bible school in Germany. From that time until today, Roger has been a mentor and a huge influence in my life spiritually and theologically.
在我们的灵命上都有非常大的帮助。
His passionate love for Christ,
他对这个主真心的爱。
His evangelistic zeal,
他对传道的热心。
His missional heart,
那么他传道的心。
And his intellectual acuity had a impact in my life.
他的智慧在我的生命中影响非常好。
And in my ministry as a disciple of Jesus Christ.
在我做门徒这个事工上。
Leadership matters.
领导是非常重要的。
One of the things I most appreciated about Roger was his approachability.
那么这个Roger对我印象最深的是 他的这个采用的方式。
He would listen attentively and pastorally to my questions.
对于我来说，他会这个很认真的来听我的问题。
Not only to my questions, but my struggles and my concerns.
不光是我的问题，而且是我的挑战。
And I cherished the times we had together over the years.
这么多年我跟他在一起，我非常的珍惜这些时间。
I always left those times with him feeling blessed and encouraged and empowered to move forward in following Christ.
每次和他在一起以后，我总是感觉到非常的有神的祝福，有能力，也有热情。
Roger's inspiration is one of the reasons I have been in ministry as a pastor and missionary for over 40 years. Leadership matters.
领导是非常重要的。
That's why we read here in 1 Timothy 3, verse 1, the saying is trustworthy, if anyone aspires to the office of overseer, he desires a noble task.
那么这也就是我们今天所读的这个提摩太前书第三章的一节，人若想得到监督的职分，就是献善功之话所做信的。
In the verses that follow, there are two leadership roles that are described for the local church.
在这之后，对这个当地教会来说，是有两个职分。
And the qualifications are then given for choosing godly leaders.
关于这个教会的领导啊，这里给出了这个啊这些啊领导的资格。
Because leadership matters.
这是因为领导非常重要。
Let's consider first the two roles, the two leadership roles for the local church.
我们首先看到地方教会这个两个职分的其中之一。
The New Testament in general, and in particular, our passage here in 1 Timothy 3, outlines two offices of leadership roles for the local church.
这个提摩太前书通常就是说到两个这个职分。
The first office is that of an overseer or an elder.
第一个职分就是监督。或者是这个长老。
Two titles are used for the same office.
那么只有两个这个名字，但是是同样的职分。
In our text, we find the word overseer.
这里我们看到是监督。
Which comes from the Greek word episkopos.
那么这监督是在这个用希腊话就是叫做叫什么？
Episcopus, from which we get our English words episcopal or episcopacy.
Whatever that is.
It's sometimes translated also as bishop. The word elder is the Greek word presbyteros.
那第二个单词就是长老。
That's where we get our word Presbyterian, and we're meeting in a Presbyterian church.
那我们今天所这个所在的教会就是叫长老会，这就是长这个长老的由来。
This church office is mentioned here in 1 Timothy chapter 3.
那么这个职分在这个提摩太前书三章这里提到。
As well as Acts chapter 20.
那么也在这个使徒行传二章提到。
Titus chapter 1,
提德书的第一章,
and 1 Peter chapter 5.
最后还有彼得前书的五章。
Now, in some faith traditions, this leadership role has been viewed as two separate leadership roles.
那么在这个历史上来说，这有两个不同的这个功能。
But in Acts chapter 20 and in Titus chapter 1, we clearly see that the office of elder and overseer is one in the same.
不过在提多书还有这个彼得前书，那我们很清楚的看到这个教会的长老跟这个监督是一个职位。
One title elder describes the person.
一个这个名称就是这个长老是说他的身份。
The other title overseer describes his work, his ministry.
另外一个就是监督来叙述他的这个工作。
Brothers and sisters, this role is also synonymous with the role of a shepherd or a pastor.
弟兄姐妹们，这个职分呢，也通常和这个教会的牧者是一个意思。
And we see that as well in Acts chapter 20 and in 1 Peter chapter 5.
我们在《使徒行传》二章里头，还有这个彼得前书的第五章里头。
So according to the teaching of the New Testament, the role of leadership in the church,
教会里头这个领导的地位
is the role of an elder, pastor, shepherd.
那么这里头就是长老、监督，还有这个牧者，那是同一个职位。
And the main leadership responsibilities of elders and pastors.
教会这个主要的领导的身份
is one of prayer,
那是祷告
the ministry of the word,
这个神的话语
and general oversight and shepherding of the local church body.
那么也是管理这个一般的这个啊，监督和牧养这个教会。
The second leadership office or role that we find in the New Testament.
新约里头教会的第二个这个领导的身份。
Is that of deacons.
那么就是教会的执事。
The Greek word sounds very similar. It's the word diakonos.
那么在这个希腊话里头，这个发音跟这个跟现在我们所读的执事是一样的。
About this leadership office here in Acts chapter 3.
那关于这个，比如说我们在这个提摩太前书的三章也有叙述。
As well as Acts chapter 6, where this church leadership office was first practiced.
那么使徒行传的六章，有关执事的身份，这是第一次被实行。
Brothers and sisters, have you now seen these two offices?
弟兄姐妹们，当我们讨论这两个职分的时候
，elders or overseers on the one hand，
那一方面是长老或者是监督
，and deacons on the other，
另一方面就是执事。
Let's see now what the qualifications are for these offices according to 1 Timothy chapter 3.
根据提摩太前书三章，那么关于这两种身份的资格是如何的
？First, in verses 1 to 7.
首先，我们看一到七节。
We're going to see the qualifications for elders.
我们将会看到长老的资格的叙述。
We determine who are the best leaders for the church.
我们怎么知道教会最好的领袖是谁？是怎么样呢？
Let me begin by first of all noting several criteria that are not qualifications for church leadership found in Scripture.
首先我跟大家分享有些这个教会的资格，但是他们在这个教这个圣经里头没有提到过。
Person's popularity or status.It's not a qualification for leadership.
那么一个人的知名度，他是不是这个教会领袖的资格。
A person's history in the church or denomination is also
not. 关于一个人在教会的长久以及哪家教会这个历史，不是做这个领袖的资格。
Someone's power or wealth.Is never given as a qualification for church leadership.
一些有钱人或者有位权重要的人，他们在这个圣经里头从来没有被认为是领袖的资格。
Perhaps surprisingly to some,
也许对这个吃惊的是
，age is also not a qualification for.Leadership in the church.
就是年龄并不是资格。
One's physical age is not always an accurate measure of their spiritual maturity.
那么你的实际的这个年龄并不代表你在属灵上是如何成熟。
I remember years ago in the African nation of Malawi visiting a church.Where all of the elders were young men in their 20s.
我记得在非洲马拉维的这个一个会议上，我们看到很多的长老都是非常年轻。
And I asked the pastor, why are all the elders in their 20s?
我在问大家，为什么这里所有的长老都是20？
And the pastor said, simple.
那个牧师就告诉我非常简单。
They're the most spiritually mature men we have in the church.
因为这在教会里头最年轻的，他们在灵上最成熟。
So someone's age is also not always a measure of their spiritual maturity.
所以一个人的年龄并不代表他在属灵上的。
Now as we turn to our text.
现在我们回到这个提摩太前书的。
Verses 1 to 7 provide a list of criteria for choosing leaders to serve as overseers or elders in the church.
那么1到7节这里说提到了这个长老在教会里头侍奉长老的资格。
I want to break this list down into seven qualifications.
我要把它列成7个资格，
Three prohibitions.
3个就是不要做的这个事情。
And three conditions for recognizing leaders that God has called.
还有3个条件可以认出来是神呼召他们的。
We're going to move through this list quickly, but I do want to just speak to each of these qualifications
我们这个将会很快的会来看这些资格，
and prohibitions and conditions.
当然还也包括这3个不可这个条件，还有3个这个条件。
The first of the seven qualifications is that a leader, an elder, an overseer should be above reproach.
第一个关于这个监督的资格，就是他必须是无可指摘。
In other words, this man has a good reputation among believers as well as unbelievers.
也就是说，这个人在这个信徒当中，也包括在不信当中，要有好名声。
Second, he's to be the husband of one wife.
第二条就是他必须只做一个妇人的丈。
Now we have to ask ourselves some questions here. Just what does this mean?
我们问问自己，这究竟是说什么？
Does it mean that he must be married in order to be an elder?
这是说这个人必须要结婚。
That does not seem to fit the rest of the teaching of Scripture.
如果这样看，就好像跟圣经里的教导是不一样的。
Does it mean he must never be remarried?
那么这也代表说他永远不可以再婚呢？
Well, this would exclude all men from leadership who remarried after their first wife died.
那一些人这个先结婚，后来他的第一个太太死了怎么办？
That does not seem to be what this passage is emphasizing.
那这里从字面上是这样，不是这个意思。
Does it mean he must never have been divorced?
那么这也包括是不是说他不可以离婚呢？
Well, Jesus himself in the New Testament provides some conditions under which divorce is permissible and therefore remarriage.
那么在这个新约中耶稣本人呢也提到一些情况，这个丈夫是可以和妻子离婚的，这样可以再婚。
And what about those who may have been divorced prior to becoming believers in Jesus Christ?
也许一些人在信主之前就已经离婚了吧。
The literal Greek meaning of this expression, the husband of one wife,
那字面上这个希腊的话，只做一个夫人的丈夫。
is that he is to be a one-woman man.
那么他在这个任何时候，他只是一个女人的丈夫。
It means that an elder, if he is married,
那么也就是说，如果他已经结婚，
must be a true and devoted husband to one woman.
那么他必须对他这个妻子忠诚。
This excludes bigamy and polygamy.
那么这就这个排除了多婚的这个情况，
It excludes adultery.
也这个淫乱也包叫什么？撤除了，
And it excludes homosexuality.
那么也把同性恋也就除掉去。
Let's move on.
那我们继续看。
Third, a leader must be sober-minded.
那么第三个条件是说必须要有节制。
The Greek word here describes a leader who's clear-headed.
那么希腊的话的意思是说头脑要清醒。
He's not self-indulgent.
那么他不是自我这个膨胀，
Not someone who's driven by his own desires.
不是一个受自己欲望所控制的。
Next, the leader should be self-controlled.
另外一个条件是自守。
In other words, someone who is prudent.
那么也就是说，他这个人是非常的有能力，
Or sensible.
或者他有这个这个有敏感。
Someone who can be discreet.
那么他也有自叫什么自
Discreet. Just careful with it.
自尊的。
Okay. Five, the leader should be respectable.
第五个就是他要端正。
This was the same word that was used back in chapter 2, verses 9 and 10 in reference to women.
那么这个在这个后面讲到妇女也被提到。
Where the women are told to adorn themselves with good works.
那么那里讲到妇女要有端正。
The word respectable means that a leader, a man, ought to be well ordered or well arranged in his inner life.
那么这就代表这个人在他的内心，他要知道怎么去把一些事情放的正确的顺序。
And in his behavior.
那么他在外表上呢也能表现出来。
Yes.
那第六条就是他要乐意接待这个外人。
There was an open heart and an open home.
那么他要开放他的心，也要去开放他的家庭。
Someone like my mentor who is approachable.
那么就像我的老师
Right. And someone who genuinely cares for the needs of others.
那么就是真心的去来关心他人的。
And finally, number seven, we see that he should be able to teach.
那最后是第七条，就是他要善于教导。
In other words, he's a student of God's word.
那么，从另外一个意思，也就是说，他是这个神的话的一个学生。
With an ability to explain God's word accurately and clearly.
他要有能力把神的话来教导清楚。
Now we've seen seven qualifications for elders.
我们看到关于这个监督的七个资格。
Next, we find three prohibitions.
那么这里下面我们看到是三个不可的事情。
An elder, a church overseer should not be a drunkard.
那么这个做监督的不能这个饮酒滋事。
It doesn't mean that they have to be following abstinence.
并不是说他这个一点酒都不能喝。
The expression drunkard means literally one who sits long at his wine.
那么，这个其实就是饮酒姿势，就是说他长时间的在喝酒，
Or one who is a slave to alcohol.
那也就是他这个对这酒吧有丁是有瘾。
In other words, a church leader should not be an alcoholic or prone to excessive drinking and
那
drunkenness.
在教会做资格的不可就是酗酒。
We also see he should not be a violent man.
那我们看到他也不能成为一个非常凶狠的人。
He shouldn't be an aggressive or quarrelsome person.
他也不应当去这个非常的有侵略性的和人去争。
To use a modern term, he shouldn't be a bully.
那他不应该去别人去。
Instead, he should be someone who is gentle and reasonable.
那么他应当是这个温柔的，也是有理智的。
Not violent, but a peacemaker.
那么不是这个凶恶的，而且是相反的，是这个平和的。
And the third prohibition is that he should not be a lover of money.
那么第三个不可以做的就是他不应当贪财。
Now, this doesn't mean he needs to be poor or he needs to be lacking wealth.
那当然，这不是指这个他应当是穷的也缺乏钱财的。
But he shouldn't be a lover of money.
那他不应当是去贪恋这些财。
His decision shouldn't be driven by money.
他的决定不应当是因钱财来做决定。
He shouldn't become a church leader to benefit financially.
他不应当利用教会来为自己的这个财富服务。
People like that make poor spiritual leaders.
如果教会有这样的人，那么他是一个不好的教会领导。
Their focus is more on money than on ministry.
那么应当是把自己的重点放在教会的事工上，而不是在钱财上。
On the other hand, it shouldn't be a miser.
那另外一个方面，他应当是
miser. A miser, someone who's stingy.
他应当是很这个应当是比较这个
不领导。
And generosity is generally a good guy here.
如果是好这个好客的话，那通常是一个好的品格。
This is a man who's learned to be generous.
一般的人都是要学习这种好客的这个。
Now this section on the qualifications for elders and overseers closes with three further conditions.
那么这一段关于这个监督的资格，最后是以三个条件来结束。
He should manage his own household, his own family well.
他应当是好好的管理自己的家。
Someone who has demonstrated an ability to manage his own family in terms of relationships and finances.
那有这就是这样的人，在自己的家里就是管好自己的家庭关系，还有这个经济状况。
Why is this important?
为什么这个？
Because the church is more like a family than it is a business.
因为教会不是一个机构，而是一个有关系的。
He should also not be a recent convert.
那么关于监督的另外一个条件就是他不应当是初入教的。
The role of an overseer requires a degree of Christian maturity that only comes with time and experience.
关于监督的资格就是有一个成熟的一个一个度量，就是这样时间来衡量。
And this is a safeguard for the church to first take time to observe a believer's life and relationships.
这样让教会有时间来注意到这个人的成熟。
In other words, don't lay hands on someone too quickly.
也就是说，不应当是轻易的让他来释放。
For a leadership position.
就是要他做领导的时候，真的是要小心。
Finally, he should have a good reputation.
那最后一个就是他应当有好名声。
These qualifications end where they began.
关于这个资格就是怎么开始，也是怎么结束。
An overseer must have a good reputation in the community.
那么监督必须在这个社区里头有好名声。
Because he represents Christ and he represents the church in the community.
因为在社区里头，他代表这个基督，也代表教会。
In other words, does his private life match who he is on Sundays?
那么他关于他的私生活是这个在教会里头是有影响的。
Would his family support his becoming a leader?
那么他的家庭是这个支持他做教会的领袖。
Would people in the community be surprised that he's a leader in the church, or would they be affirming?
那么在社区里头，别人看到他做这个教会领袖的时候，是不是吃惊？是。
Brothers and sisters, leadership in the church is a noble task.
姐妹们，做教会的领导是一个非常高尚的，这个事情。
But it's a high call.
但是一个很高的资格。
It's a demanding position.
这是一个大家都喜欢做的事。
George was 28 years old, single, and still living at home with his parents.
George. 二十多岁还跟父母一起住。
And one Sunday morning, George told his mother, "I'm not going to church today."
有一天，他说他要上教会。
First, he said, "I'm tired."
哦，他说他那天这个太累。Second,
the people there don't like me.
第二条，他说在教会里别人不喜欢他。The
third is too boring.
第三，他说这个教会的牧者的正道没有什么兴趣。But
George's mother wouldn't take no for an answer.
这个George的妈妈听了George讲教会的这些陈述以后，没有。George,
she said, you have to go.
他说George。 你一定要去教会。First,
we always worship on Sunday.
首先我们总是在星期天上教会。Second,
it doesn't matter whether people like you or not.
第二，别人喜不喜欢你其实不重要。And
third, you're the pastor.
第三是你是这个教会的这个牧者。Most
of us who have been in leadership know what it's like.
我们这些做这个教会的这个牧者知道是什么样的。To
wake up sometimes and say, "I'm not going to church."
有的时候醒来说，哎呀，不想上教会。But
brothers and sisters, church leadership is not about us.
弟兄姐妹，教会的领导不是说关于有关我们。It's
not about how I feel.
不是，也是说我们想为什么对什么。It's
about Christ.
教会是有关基督的，and
the gospel
啊，有关福音的。It's
about His church
是关于基督的教会，and
serving God's people
啊，是要为神的信徒服务。Now
as we move on in our passage, verses 8 to 13, we see some qualifications now for the second church office, that of deacons.
我们继续看这个《提摩太前书》八章，三章八到十三节，我们会看到教会第二个职分的资格，也就是执事的资格。What
is of the deacon in the church？
那么教会里头执事是干什么的？Deacons
assist elders by serving the church in practical ministry areas.
执事是支持与这个支持监督来进行教会的这个事工。And
these ministries can be defined by culture and by the context and the needs within a church.
这些事工是根据这个教会的传统、教会的需要，这各种。
Nevertheless, there are qualifications given for deacons who are serving these practical ministry areas.
不管怎么样，就是作为这个实际的帮助者，监督的实际帮助者，执事资格确实也有。
Now, as we read on, we discover that the qualifications for deacons are generally like the qualifications for elders.
如果我们仔细的读，我们就会发现，这个对执事的要求和这个对监督的要求，实在是很多地方都相像。Look
at verse 8.
我们看一下第八节。Deacons
should be dignified.
做执事必须端庄。Not
double-tongued.
不一口两舌。Not
addicted to wine.
不好喝酒。Not
greedy.
不贪不义之财。
Look at verse 10.
那我们看第十节。
They should first be tested.
这等人先要先受试验。
And demonstrate a godly character.
那么他们要证验他们的虔诚的性格。
Look at verse 12.
看十二节。
A deacon should be likewise the husband of one wife.
执事只能做一个仆人的丈夫。
And someone who manages his own household, his own family well.
他要好好管理儿女和自己的家。
But verse 9 also introduces us to a spiritual requirement for a deacon.
我们看一下第九节，这里说对执事要有属灵的要求。
It says here that a deacon must hold the mystery of the faith with a clear conscience.
要存心洁的良心，而不处真道的奥秘。
Now, what does this mean?
这是什么意思呢？
Well, first of all, the word mystery in the New Testament is not referring to some secret body of knowledge.
圣经里头的奥秘不是说这个一些搞不懂的这个神秘情况。
Mystery in the New Testament is referring to something that has been kept secret in the past.
那新约里头的奥秘是说，这个圣经里头在旧约或者历史上是没有被人知道。Spiritual
truth that was hidden in the past.
那么在属灵方面是在这个历史上被藏匿的。But
has now been revealed in Christ.
现在在新约里头被这个基督显示出来。And
so when it says that deacons here in verse 9 must hold the mystery of the faith with a clear conscience,
这里说他们必须问心无愧地把握信仰的奥秘。
It's simply saying they should know Christ. They should know the gospel.
简单的来说，必须知道什么是基督，什么是福音。And
exhibit behavior and a lifestyle consistent with the gospel.
他们的生活、生命要和这个基督的生命是一致的。
The conscience is clear because they live according to the gospel of Jesus Christ that they believe.
那如果他们是照着圣经所说的，所以他们可以问心无愧。那么第十一节，
There's kind of a sudden interruption to these qualifications for deacons.
好像是在讲这些资格的时候，突然有一个断开的地方。Where
there is a reference to women.
这里说有女执事。
I don't know what it says in the Chinese translation.
他告诉我是不知道这个中文的这个女执事是怎么说的。In
English, there are many different translations.
那英文的这个这里讲的其实是有不同的翻译。The
ESV translation says their wives.
ESV 就是一种英文的版本，这里是讲这个。
Which makes it sound like it's talking about the wives of deacons.
就好像是说这个是在讲执事的妻子。The
only difficulty is that's not the word in the original Greek. The word in the original Greek in verse 11 simply says women likewise.
OK，这个英文的翻译和刚才说的ESV，这有一个问题，就是它跟这个。 最早的希腊文是不一致的。希腊的原话就是女，就是女，这简单就女性。What
women are being talked about here?
什么样的女性在这里是被提到呢？Let
me give you three possible interpretations.
我给大家有三种解释。Some
say it's referring to the wives of deacons.
有人说这就是执事的妻子。Some
translations, including the ESV. Interpret the word in that way.
那么有些英文的翻译，包括ESV，就是这样解释的。I
don't think that's very likely. I don't think that's a good interpretation.
我自己认为这不是一个准确的解释。In
the original Greek, there's no possessive pronoun. It doesn't say their women. It just says women likewise.
这个原文不是说他们的太太，而只是说。
Second possible interpretation that it's just a general reference to all the women in the church, perhaps those served by the deacons.
第二个解释就是指教会中的所有的女性，也许是这个执事们所服务的对象。
If you go back to Acts chapter 6, remember the office of deacons was created because they were serving widows in the church.
如果你记得这个《使徒行传》第六章，当时刚刚成立这个这个执事的这个制度的时候，他们是为了这个教会那些寡妇服侍。
This is a possible interpretation, but in my mind, not very likely because these occasions of deacons, why they simply interrupt that with a reference to all women?
这是一个解释，但是我还是不认为他这个是跟这里的解释是这样的，因为在一直在讲知识的资格的时候，怎么突然提到所有的这个女性？
The third interpretation, which I think best fits the text,
第三种解释我认为是最合适的
is that these women are themselves deacons, female deacons or deaconesses.
这里就像中文所说的女执事，也就是这个做执事的性。
This seems to best fit the context when it also says women likewise.
那么这和这个这里提到的说和这个知识一样，就是说提到的是解释是一致的。
And the qualifications that follow in verse 11.
那么十一节之后所讲到的资格
similar to the qualifications already mentioned in verse 8.
这和这个前面的这个监督的这个资格在第八节的时候讲的是一致的。
Now you decide which of those three interpretations you feel is most accurate.
你自己做出自己的判断。
But if I'm correct,
如果我是正确的话
，it means that women can also serve as deacons in leadership positions within the church.
那么女性是可以在执事会里头所侍奉的。
Emphasizing once again that this is not the role of an elder or an overseer.
这里强调是说这个职分是不同于监督和这个长老。
But the role of a deacon is giving leadership to a practical ministry area within the church.
做执事的是做实际工作，就会做实际工作的。
This section ends in verse 13.
那这一节就是以十三节结束。
With an encouragement to all those who serve with dignity in the church.
这就是鼓励那些这个端庄服侍的人。
For those who serve as deacons with dignity within the church.
对那些特别是做执事这个服侍的人。
The high standards that are required for those in leadership positions also bring some real benefits.
对这个对他们的这个资格的要求，对于他们做善事的，对他们自己也是非常的有帮助。
And what we see here is that a leader will have a good standing and respect among the people.
那我们看到就是首先他们是得到这个人们的尊重。
And that serving will also cause growth in their relationship to Jesus.
那通过执事的这个职分的服侍，那这些领导呢，这些执事和基督关系也会很大的成长。
Brothers and sisters, let me just summarize the things that we've seen in our text today.
弟兄姐妹们我愿意用这段时间总结一下我们所学的。
It's been the most exciting sermon.
我注意到这段经节可能对我这个讲道来说不是非常的这个激动。
But as I pointed out in the beginning,
就像我一开始所说的
，It's important because leadership matters.
是很重要的，因为。这个领导者在教会是非常重要的。
So three thoughts as we close and summarize what we've seen.
那么我们总结在三个方面。
In choosing leaders, let's be careful.
当我们选择领导的时候，我们需要谨慎。
Don't lay hands on someone too quickly.
不要很随意的、很快的就决定。
But secondly, in choosing leaders, let's be realistic.
第二个就是我们需要务实。
No one is perfect.
没有人是没有毛病的。
None of your pastors or elders or overseers or deacons are going to be perfect people.
不管是监督、是长老、牧者，还有执事，没有一个是完美无缺的。
These criteria are more guidelines than they are absolutes.
啊，这些资格呢，是一个原则，而非是绝对的这个资格。
And finally, in choosing leaders in the church,
那最后一个，当我们选择这个教会的领导的时候，
let's be wise and discern.
要有智慧，要有分辨的能力。
Because brothers and sisters,
因为弟兄姐妹们，
leadership matters.
领导是非常重要的。
Amen.
Amen.